Hey, you're tuned in to the Verve Podcast live from the heart of Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks for listening, and viva la Verve!
I'm just hanging. The last few years, I've had the honor of getting to teach my kids how to drive, which is an adventure, but most of learning to drive is actually pretty easy. The one thing that is difficult is learning to drive in reverse. Both of them wanted to turn the steering wheel the wrong way, which seems like the right way, so it's easy to do. And so they'd be going in the wrong direction. Why am I going that way? And I'd be like, yeah, if you keep doing it, you're going to end up in the wrong place, right? And check this. So many Christians, when they're first learning about what it looks like to follow Jesus, to be a Christian, get a couple things wrong, and it can lead you to the wrong place. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, people who don't get Jesus at all and they think it's just a religion of rules. I'm talking about people who love Jesus and show up at church every week. But even still, well-intentioned Christians make these two mistakes a lot. I do. Honestly, it's easy to do. I'll show you how easy it is. Listen to these two statements. Ready? I have a relationship with Jesus. I am living for Jesus. Sound good, right? Well, those are actually the two mistakes. And I will explain. And to explain, I want to show you something that Jesus said. And of all the things Jesus said, this is one of the most important for us to understand. It's in Luke 15. We're going to put all the Bible verses on the screen for you to read. And we're going to read verses 1 and then verses 4 through 11. So Jesus says, I am the true vine. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withered. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. All right, so let's break this down. I said the first mistake is I have a relationship with Jesus, which is not really a mistake because it is a relationship. It's not a religion. It is a relationship, but it is way more. So, like, I have a relationship with a guy named Kevin. He's one of my best friends. When we lived in Virginia, we saw each other all the time. But then he moved to North Carolina, and then I moved here to Vegas. And so now we almost never see each other. We talk and text a little. Is he still one of my best friends? Yep. Do we still have a relationship? Yeah. We just don't get to spend time together. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. And Jesus was actually near a vineyard when he said this. I grew up around vineyards. I grew up in a very small little town called Hammondsport, New York. It produces more wine than any other town east of the Mississippi. It also produces more boredom and teenagers than any other town east of the Mississippi. But my house was literally surrounded on three sides by vineyards. So like at night, if you're hungry, want a snack, you just go outside and grab some grapes. That was probably stealing. I'm not sure now thinking back on it. But my because we didn't own the vineyards, but my very first job was picking grapes for a winery. So I've seen vines and branches up close. Maybe you haven't. Here's a picture if you haven't. And so that thick looking kind of branch, that's the vine. And the ones coming off of it, those are the branches. And then you've got, right, the grapes. And so you can see that the grapes grow off the branches grow off the vine. The vine comes out of the ground. And so the branch has a life-giving connection with the vine, right? If it stays connected, it will get the nutrients it needs to bear fruit. If it's not connected to the vine, well, then the branch can't do anything, right? It won't get nutrients. It won't bear fruit. The branch is dead. And Jesus says, I am the vine. You are the branch. So be the branch. I don't know if you noticed, but in those verses we read, it wasn't many verses, but in that one little passage, one word showed up 11 times. Notice the word was remain. Over and over, Jesus says, remain in me. Remain in me. Remain meaning like don't leave, right? Stay in me. That word Jesus spoke that we have translated remain can also be translated abide. Abide means to live within, like you abide in your house or in your apartment. And Jesus says, abide in me, meaning I want you to live inside of me. He said in John 15, verse 4, he said, abide in me and I in you. And so Jesus is saying, I want you to live inside of me, and I, at the same time, want to live inside of you. So we're in this series called No Barriers, and we're talking about how God removed the barriers that kept people from him, and how we as a church want to remove the barriers that might keep people from God. And we saw last week as we started this series that in Jesus, through what he did on the cross for us, God tore down the barriers that kept us from him. We learned that because of what Jesus did, like your sins can be forgiven, and so they no longer have to separate you from God. You can have access to God. You can have a relationship with Jesus. But it's more than a relationship, because Jesus is inviting us to live inside of him. You want to talk about no barriers. That is no barriers, right? This is way, way more than a relationship. Like I can have a relationship with someone who lives across the country who I rarely see, but I cannot remain in or abide in someone distant or someone I'm not with all the time. Think about it this way. What if you could go into a womb and interview a baby inside his mother's womb, right? You went in there with your microphone, and let's say you asked this womb baby, you said, womb baby, do you have a relationship with your mother? I think that womb baby would give you a really weird look. And he's probably a little shocked you're in there too, but womb baby, womb baby would say, could you repeat that? I'm assuming womb baby can speak, right? And so you ask again. I said, do you have a relationship with your mother? A womb baby would give you another weird look and say, yeah, that's what I thought you said. But I can't believe that you would ask that. I mean, how do I answer that question? I mean, yes, we have a relationship, but come on. I mean, it's way beyond that. I mean, did you notice I live inside of her? And I cannot live without her. I am totally dependent on her for everything I need to exist, right? Like everything that keeps me alive comes from her. I can't do anything without her. So yes, we have a relationship, but that is a colossal understatement. I'm assuming that womb baby uses really cool words like colossal. Womb baby would continue, the next time you make your way into a womb for an interview, you should think of more sensible questions. Now, I'm sorry, but I have to go. The Maury Povich show is on, and he's about to reveal the true identity of the father. I assume that there's like little TVs in mom's wombs and that the babies like to watch the Maury Povich show because he's always has the paternity test coming in, you know? And so we talk about having a relationship with God, right? We say we have a relationship with God. And I say that too. You might go, hey, I've been coming to church here for years. Vince, you say that all the time. I do. And it's true. But I could also imagine God saying, did you really just say that? I mean, yes, it's a relationship, but you did catch the part where I said that I want you to live inside of me, right? Like, if you want to call that a relationship, you can call it whatever you want, but I'm inviting you into something much, much more than a relationship. Listen, I'm offering to be the placenta that you exist within. And to be the blood that flows through your veins. I want to be the umbilical cord that bring you the fluids that sustain you. And I want to be those fluids that sustain you. I want to be the breath that enters your lungs, and I want to be your lungs. My desire is that we would be one. Relationship, sure, it's much, much more than a relationship. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go. The Bachelor is on. I want to see who gets the final rose. I'm assuming there's a big TV in heaven and God likes to watch The Bachelor. Probably not. But what God was describing before he started watching TV, that's what I want. Deep down, I think that's what we all want. In fact, I think that we want that more than we want anything else, right? We want to be like that close to God, to remain, to abide, to live inside of God, to live inside of Jesus. And that's what he offers. Like, that's what Jesus is offering to us. It's crazy, it's awesome, and it's more than a relationship. He is the vine, you are the branch. Be the branch. Be the branch. Okay. So let's talk about the second mistake, okay? I said the first mistake is I have a relationship with Jesus. Second mistake is I am living for Jesus. And again, it's not really a mistake because, yes, we do want to live for Jesus. That's part of what this is about. But that is not the heart of what Jesus is proposing to us. The emphasis is not on me living for Jesus. It's on Jesus living through me. And he said, I am the vine, you are the branch. And so it's more about Jesus living through me than it is about me living for Jesus. And here's why it matters. If I think that it's primarily about me living for Jesus, my focus will very likely be on production instead of connection. But we need to focus on connection. Remember in those just few verses, Jesus used the word remain 11 times. He said, remain in me, abide in me. It's all about connection with me. It's this life-giving connection, right? He says, connect with me. Stay connected to me. It's all about connection. Now, in that passage, he does talk about production. Okay, he did talk about what we're going to produce, and he called it fruit, right? He says, you are to bear fruit. That's production. There is production, but production comes from connection. He said that in verse 5. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That's true for you. That's also true for us, like as a church. So I don't know, when you heard about this series and our 10th anniversary is about to come up, you might have expected that we would be making some announcements. We actually are going to. So later in this series, I'm going to announce a couple new things that we're really excited about, and it will be fun. But as followers of Jesus, we don't start with what we do. We start with who we are. And who we are is the branch. And when we understand that we're the branch, Well, we will realize we have to stay connected to Jesus. And if we stay connected to Jesus, we will produce the fruit that God is calling us to produce. And so if we really want to be a no barriers kind of church, our emphasis will always be on connection even before production. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. I have had, and if you know me, you're going to be nodding in a second. I've had many times in my life where I get this confused. Like, as a Christian, as a pastor, for as long as I can remember, I get caught up in production and all the things that I want to do for God, and I can sometimes neglect connection. But man, if you neglect connection, production becomes impossible, right? Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. So, do we want to live for Jesus? Yes, I want to live for Jesus, but I need to be careful. I think we need to be careful because if our focus is on living for Jesus, it's possible that we can make it about production and we might downplay or even ignore connection. But it's all about connection. It's all about connection. And so, yes, I want to live for Jesus, but Jesus wants to live through me, and that's better, and that has to come first. All right, so now maybe you see like, okay, I can see why you're saying that these are two mistakes that Christians make. And so let's talk about the wrong place that it can lead us, right? I told my kids, you keep doing this, we're going to end up over there instead of over there. And so, like, where can this lead us? What does a life look like when it's not connected? And then we'll talk about what does it look like to live a connected life, okay? So first, what does a not connected life look like? And maybe you'll identify yourself, maybe. There is lots of pressure. You feel pressure because you feel like it's up to you, right? Honestly, you're the vine. You're depending on you. If there's going to be production in life, it's up to you. And so there's pressure. It's stressful. Being the vine instead of the branch, it creates a burden that you can't really carry. It wears you out to live an unconnected life. And if that's how you're feeling, if you feel like, man, I've got so much pressure, it probably means you're not living a connected life. Listen to how Jesus described the Christian life in Matthew chapter 11, starting in verse 28. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So Jesus says, come to me and be yoked to me. What's a yoke? Is he talking about eggs here? No. A yoke is a piece of wood that connects two animals together. And so why are they connected together? It's so that they walk at exactly the same speed together. The yoke makes it so they have to stay connected. One of them cannot walk away from the other one. Jesus says, come to me, be yoked to me. And so he's saying it's all about connection. That's what this life is about. And if you live that way, what did he say the result would be? Rest. Right? A lightening of your load. Because when you live connected, you're letting Jesus help you carry your burden. So pressure, stress, burden, that is not what a connected life looks like. If that's your life, if that's my life, it's a sign not connected. A not connected life can lead to pressure. It can also lead to pride. Because if things actually do go well, you're kind of like, hey, look what I did. Like, look what I produced. No, it's not your fruit. You're a branch. The vine is what produces the fruit. But what's more likely is that if you live unconnected, you won't really produce fruit
at all.
And so what does a disconnected life look like? It looks like a stick. It looks like a stick. Like a stick, like laying on the ground, is a disconnected branch, right? That's what we call, like, when a branch comes off of a tree or off of a vine and it's laying on the ground, it's a stick. A stick is a dead branch. Did you notice Jesus did not say in that passage, be the stick, right? No, he said, be the branch. He did talk about sticks, though. Do you remember what he said? He said, sticks are used for firewood. Same today, right? So remember he said this. He said, anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. I brought a stick with me. I know you guys know what a stick looks like. This is a big stick, but I just wanted to make sure. And so this is a stick, not technically a branch, because this is not connected to anything. But I have tied some fruit to it. I don't know, did you see the fruit? It's I'll be honest, it's not real fruit. It's plastic fruit. It's imitation fruit. Because a stick cannot have real fruit, right? It can't bear real fruit because it doesn't have a life-giving connection. And so, you know, imitation fruit, I don't know, from a distance, it looks okay, but if you got closer to this and maybe, like, took a bite, you'd realize, hey, this is just a stick. This is plastic. Like, this is fake. Right? Sometimes I wonder if this is what we've settled for. If we try to pass ourselves off to people as branches that are bearing fruit, but really we're just sticks with some fruit kind of tied to us. And from a distance, people might be like, hey, look at him. Look at her. Like that hey, looks pretty good. But if they get closer to us, they can see the truth, right? If we are living unconnected lives, we're just sticks. Maybe we've got some fake fruit on us. And I wonder, do you feel that way? Like, do you feel like that? Do you ever feel like there's not a lot of life in you? Do you ever feel like you're having to fake it for other people? That's what a not connected life looks like. I was reading about a branch called a sucker branch. Have you heard of this? It's real. Here's an example of one. So that they don't grow directly on the vine. They're not actually connected to the vine. You'll find them at the base, at where the branch meets the vine. And what a sucker branch does is it sucks. It doesn't bear any fruit. It just sucks. It sucks the nutrients and the energy and the life from the vine, and as a result, the actual branches from that vine can't bear fruit because they're not getting what they need from the vine because the sucker branches are taking it. Sucker branches don't bear any fruit. They're just taking the nutrients, and what happens is if you get too many sucker branches on a vine, the vine, like, will die. The branches will die. And if you get too many sucker branches in a church, same thing happens. See, God meant for his people to live directly connected to him. And from that connection to produce fruit, to volunteer, to serve, to give, to make a difference, to be the branch. And a branch connected to the vine bears fruit. And so a question we need to ask ourselves is, am I a branch that's bearing fruit, or am I a sucker branch where I'm attending and I'm consuming, but I'm not connecting, and I'm not committing, and I'm not giving, and I'm not serving, and there's no fruit? Jesus said again, he said, I am the vine, You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You are a branch. Be the branch. So what does that look like? What does a connected life look like? That's a disconnected life. What does a connected life look like? Well, one, things that keep you connected to Jesus are not optional. Like, if Jesus is right about all of this, and I think he is, then staying connected to him is the top priority of our lives, right? So, like, you make sure that you do the things that keep you connected to him more than you make sure of anything else. So things like praying. Not just, you know, saying a quick prayer before a meal or before you go to bed, but like praying throughout your day. You're staying connected. And so God tells us that we should pray about everything, and we need to. So whatever's going to happen, I got this meeting, I'm about to have this conversation, I'm about to take this test, we're praying about it. And whatever is happening, we're praying through it, because we got to stay connected. Praying and reading the Bible, it is a major way that we connect, and so it's a priority. Like, we make it a goal that every single day, I'm going to try to take time to read the Bible. We have to, because we're branches. And if right now you don't currently have a habit of reading the Bible every day, we work pretty hard here to make that really easy for you. We give out free Bibles. So if you're like, I don't even know I got one of those, or I've got one, it sounds like it was written by Shakespeare, it's these and thous. That's kind of an older translation. We got easy to read translations we'll give you for free at the Velcro Bar. And if you go to vervecatalyst.org, and also it's in the Bible on paper, there is a Bible reading plan, because a lot of people are like, I wouldn't even know where to start in this book. So there's a Bible reading plan, gives you one chapter to read a day. It'll take you about 5 minutes. And then what you can do on that website, I would strongly encourage you to do, is subscribe to it. You're not going to get junk email or spam or anything like that. What you'll get is every morning when you wake up, there'll be an email saying, hey, today's reading is 1 Peter chapter 3, and then a few study notes and a few questions to ask yourself about that chapter. It is a great way to just create a habit of reading the Bible every day, staying connected. Praying, reading the Bible, also being at church every week. You might think, I don't know if I have to be here every week. You're exactly right, unless you're a branch. If you're a branch, you have to be here every single week, right? Like even if there's something else going on, even if you had a late night and you didn't get a good night's sleep, you show up every single week because it's a way you remain in him. And you know what Jesus said. He said, if you remain in me, and I and you, you'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. What else keeps you connected? Serving does. Giving does, like financially. So we think we do those things for other people, right? Like, I give my time and I give some money to contribute for others, like to be a part of the mission. That is true, but it's also for you. In fact, I think the Bible would say it's more for you. Because Jesus says when you serve, you're actually serving him, and it connects you to him. Jesus says that your money, your wallet, is connected to your heart. And so when you give financially, it connects your heart with his heart. We serve and we give more for us to stay connected than anything else. Listen, if you're a branch, you don't consider any of that optional. It's like, I can't live without that. You have to stay connected. And if you've been wondering, what am I missing? Or why am I not growing? Or why am I not accomplishing more? That's why? I don't know, but my guess is that's why. Because you were made to live connected. What does it look like to live connected? One, things that keep you connected to Jesus, not optional. Two, obedience is not optional. You obey Jesus. Whatever Jesus says to do, no questions, you do it. That's actually what Jesus told us. So I want to reread a couple of verses we looked at earlier, and then I want to go a little bit further in the passage than we did last time. So look what Jesus says. It's same remain in me passage, right? Abide. He says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Yay, that's what we want to do. How? If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. So he's making the case, you want joy? Obeying God's commands is how you find joy in life. He says, my command is this, here it is, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. And so Jesus says, if you want to stay connected, obey my commands. If you want to abide, to remain in me, obey my commands, which really just makes sense when you think about it, right? So there are some commands in marriage. Love each other. Serve each other. Don't cheat on each other. If you don't obey those commands of marriage, if you don't love each other and don't serve each other and do cheat on each other, you're not going to be very connected with your spouse, right? Or there are commands in a job, right? Show up on time. Do your work. If you don't obey those commands, you're not going to be very connected with your boss. And Jesus says, you need to stay connected to me, and so obey my commands. And did you notice then how he starts talking about love, right? He says, everything I've asked you to do comes from my heart of love for you, and everything I've asked you to do is all about love. It's all to help you love God and love people. So what does a connected life look like? One, things that connect you to Jesus, not optional. Two, obedience to Jesus, not optional. Three, you consider everything else an option. Everything, meaning, because of Jesus, nothing is impossible. And so you try to do things that you know you couldn't do on your own. Why? Because you're just a branch, but you are connected to the vine, and the vine is God, a supernatural, unstoppable God. And so there are things that you would never imagine that you could do on your own that you believe you can do and you are trying to do because you're connected to God, right? Can you overcome your addiction? Yes, you can. Can you find new life in a marriage that feels dead? Yes, you can. Can you become a leader in church? Yes, you can. Why? Because you have a life-giving connection with a supernatural, unstoppable God. So, what are you trying to do? Where in your life are you trying to do something that you know you could not do on your own? That's what it looks like to live a connected life. Man, when you live connected, there is joy and there is hope, because we know that there is nothing that our God can't do. God can fix what we've broken. God can clean up messes that we've made. Like where there is no way, God can make a way. And that's what it looks like to live a no barriers connected life, to remain, to abide in Jesus. Are you? Are you living connected? Are you living in Jesus? More than a relationship, not just you living for Jesus, but Jesus living through you. Guys, this is the most exciting proposition in the world. We get to live this way. And so let's make sure we live this way. Be the branch. Let's pray for that together. Let's pray. I can't imagine. There's no way there's anything more exciting than this, that we have a God who, even beyond making this promise that if you come to me, if you put your faith in Jesus, I will forgive your sins. I will remove the barriers. I will come into a relationship with you. Even beyond that, we have a God who has invited us to live our lives inside of him, which means we are never alone and means we are protected and means that we have a place in this world and means that we have this life-giving connection with a supernatural, unstoppable God. What a proposition this is. God, I don't want to miss this. I don't want anyone in this room to miss this. And so would you help us to actually live connected, to not just have a relationship with you, to not just live for you, but to live in you. You are the vine. Help us to live like branches. We pray all these things in the name of the vine, in Jesus' name.